You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Parker. Parker launches a three-pointer. Shot no good. Rebound Burks, and that'll do it. And the New York Knicks have clinched home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs. 1 year after a 21-45 record, and seven consecutive years missing the playoffs, the Knicks finish with the fourth best mark in the East.
Why would it be easy? Why would it be easy in this season? This season, why would I have ever been so foolish? Why would I have been so foolish as to think, even for a second, that it would be easy? Oh, my God. Ah, man. Okay. I don't know why I'm not seeing anything in the chat. That's weird. Andrew, if you could hear me, tell me what's going on with the chat. Okay, so the Knicks win, and that is awesome. I can't believe they did it in the way that they did, but they did it. I am at a loss for words after that game. I don't know what to say after that game. But yeah, I just, wow. Just wow. That's all I got. Just wow. It's been that kind of a season though. Because, you know, it's funny. There have been a couple times where, peek behind the curtain, Andrew has like texted me in like the mid third or like late third quarter, or maybe the early fourth quarter. It's like, hey, if this one's a blowout, you want to get the chat started? You want to get the post game live stream started early? And I'm always like nervous to respond, and I'll just be, yeah, okay, sure. And I think we did that once when they got blown out in Denver. Other than that, there hasn't been any games in what feels like 2 months that were just over at the end, other than the night that my daughter was born when they played Detroit. Other than that, though, I mean, it seems just like every game comes down to my heart is in my throat, and then it's in the like my head, and I don't know what's going on. This team, this fucking team. What are you looking for? Anyway, I guess I got to talk about this game for a little bit, but we're going to spend most of the time talking about, obviously, what's at stake and what's going to happen now. C.T. Pittman with our first comment in the Super Chat. Patron saint of the Super Chat, C.T. Pittman. They just couldn't make it easy. We got the fourth seed. Yeah. They couldn't make it easy. CPM, that was the worst 20 minutes of my life. Yeah, that was pretty bad. Robert Cross, I want to thank the community, Andrew and John, for a great season during trying times. None more trying than today. Now the real fun begins. Chicken cutlets for everybody. I completely agree. And then Prototype NC, they had to give us one final regular season heart attack. Still, a win's a win and home court is ours. Let's make some noise in the playoffs. Here's a couple things I want to say about this game generally before I get into specifics about the game. One, this is a new team in terms of together. Most of these guys have not been to the playoffs before. Do I blame them for coming out flat in this game against the guys the Celtics put on the floor? Not really. Can I completely blame them for blowing a 21-point lead and letting it go down to one with Luke fucking Kornet having a chance to tie the game? Yeah, I mean, I could sit here and blame them, but can I sit here and be like, I'm shocked that that happened? No, I can't sit here and say that. This is all new for them. And I on one hand, I have confidence that if they were playing like the full Celtics team or even like a better team than that, I think this would have come down to the wire all the same. I think this team just like, it's weird. They're figuring out how to beat good teams, but they're not yet figuring out how to put away bad teams, which I guess isn't going to be a problem. Although, even when they go up big on big teams, we've seen on good teams, we've seen them, you know, relent and let those teams get back in it as well. It doesn't matter who they're playing. They don't know how to close yet, and we have to hope that they've learned some lessons along the way. It's funny, Thibodeau always says, if you don't win, you learn. I feel like I hope they're learning from these wins as well. But yeah, that's where we're at. And the other thing I'll say I don't think anybody in here is going to say this, but for anybody who watches today and is like, oh, the Knicks are a fraud as a four seed. You don't get to be a four seed in this conference with the amount of teams that they've gotten. Yeah. You don't finish the regular season ahead of a team like Atlanta, ahead of a team like Miami. If you're anything less than completely legitimate, they are 100% legitimate. I don't want to take anything that happened today and extrapolate it into something it's not. It was just a weird day. And I think we all know that it was a weird day. And I don't want to make too big of a deal out of it. That's what I'm going to say about that. I'm going to get back to the Super Chat real quick here. Stevens Guillaume, wouldn't be a Knicks game if they didn't give us a heart attack. Fourth seed, playoffs, here we come, baby. Mark, my man, Mark Fischel. Hold on, I got to scroll back up here. Fourth place, baby. Of course I aged 20 years in the fourth quarter. I think I aged 30. I texted a friend that I was dying. He responded that he was already dead. Yes, I know who that friend was. James Lee, do you think Tim's experimenting Burks on one for the playoffs? I mean, we've seen Burks play the one all season long. I don't think it was much of an experiment. Might they have wanted to see how it looked? Yeah. Did it look great at the end there? Not so much. Not that Rose did much better today, but neither here nor there. Anthony Sixto, thank you so much for your contribution to the Super Chat. Thank you to the KFS crew for an incredible season of content. You're forever a part of my memory of this special season. It's not over yet, Anthony, but you're a part of my memory as well. I remember all you guys. Question. Could they develop Obi into a Robert Horry type small forward, potentially sharing the court with Randall? I'm more towards him as a small ball five. I just don't know that he moves well enough to guard some of the wings they could put on the floor today in the NBA. Do I think it's an outlandish suggestion? No, I don't think it's outlandish, but I'd be surprised if he ever got to a point where he was moving as well on the perimeter that was a thing that really happened. DallasSim 25, we're grinders. We don't blow people away, but fourth place, baby. And I'm going to talk about the significance of fourth place in a second. Leon C., thank you. for your contribution. This game has me wide awake at 3:30 a.m. here. I forget where here is, but I know it's on that side of the world. Excited for the Hawks. Do you think we'd have success with Frank on Trey? Frank has actually struggled with Trey a lot over the course of his career. He's always struggled with like smaller guards, quicker guards like that. That said, I think he's as good an option on Trey as anyone. I could see Frank making a rep for himself if he plays Trey well, 100%. I hope they give him a chance. I'd rather see Frank on Trey Young than most other players, especially you know who. We're going to talk about him also. Hello, Macri. Knicks fan since, this is from Jeff Keys. Knicks fan since 99 from Indiana. Unusual, I know. But my wife finally watched the game with me, and she's on the whole why does Elfrid Payton play train. I had a tweet that I sent out earlier during the game that I took down because some folks may not have cared for it, about how Elf is playing like a guy who found out weeks ago that he was going to be out of the rotation in the playoffs. And, you know, and the pushback I got was pretty obvious, which was like, why would anybody fucking tell him that he's not going to be in the rotation when he's still in the rotation, which I totally get. But at the same time, you know, I feel like there's ways to know the writing on the wall before being actually told the writing on the wall or seeing the writing on the wall. And Elf, to me, looks like a guy who's playing like he knows the writing on the wall. And the writing on the wall is like, look, we gave this as long as we could. And now, I mean, it's gotten to the – all season long for 65 games, you know, we were talking about how Elf was bad. The last half a dozen or so games, it's a little bit more than bad. It's like a guy who's, actively trying to, like, figure out how to play basketball. And he's failing, really badly at that. And it's like, it's gotten painful at this point. I actually genuinely feel bad for him. I would be shocked. Here's the thing I'll say, and this is all I want to say on this today, cause it's a happy day. I would be shocked if they lost a playoff game because of Elfrid Payton. I would be shocked if Tibbs allowed that to happen. That's all I'm going to say on that. Hush Zoo, my favorite type of basketball ice out. RJ basketball. Okay. Basketball ice out. RJ basketball. I think I get that. Robert Cross. Jeff Van Gundy was questioning our medal and was leaning Atlanta on the national telecast trader. I can't speak to that. I was watching the MSG broadcast with our double Hall of Famers, one of whom wants some Taco Bell. Great moment there. Harry Donert. Finally, he makes a comment. Oh, my God. Shout out to Harry Donner. He comes in here every night. He contributes $10 to the Super Chat, never asks a question, and now he says something. Been watching since the early 90s. Most rewarding regular season I have watched. As soon as the game ended, I couldn't wait for the live streams and pods. Thank you so much for the fantastic content and for being on this magical ride with me. See you in the playoffs. Harry, thank you. Thank you for being on this magical ride with me and with everybody else here at KFS and obviously the whole Knicks community. This is just a beyond generous donation. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're not over yet. I will indeed see you in the playoffs, and I cannot wait. Cause I think we're going to have some fun, and we're going to talk about the playoffs in a bit. Okay. I got to go back up here. Slacker Hero. This is a special season, and I think we all remember this one for many years. I'm glad we all got to experience it with KFS. I'm so happy I got to experience it with you guys. This is what's made the season magical, these moments that I get to talk about it with you guys as I remember to pull up my link to the postgame, which, of course, I forgot to do. Bastien Domanchu. Hey, John. Knicks fan from Belgium here, home of Frank Ntilikina. Can't wait to knock Trae Young out of the playoffs. Thank you for your work. Thank you for contributing and for coming to watch. Jay Pena, thanks for being here during the dark days, Macri. We are here. Again, let's. So I'm going to keep going with the super chat in a second. I just, you know, look, Atlanta's a good team. I know we all want to kick the shit out of Atlanta. I want to kick the shit out of Atlanta. I think it's going to be a tough series. I'd be shocked if this series went under six games. I'm expecting seven games. Maybe it goes six. They're super talented. They've scored on us this year as well as anyone. We've had trouble defending them, but we've scored against them. But yet, at the same time, hoping that the Knicks are going to continue to outscore an opponent is rough. All that being said, whether this is New York in seven, New York in six, Atlanta in seven, Atlanta in six, Atlanta in five, you know, doomsday scenario, whatever it is, just focus on this with me for a second. Because it needs to be said again. We entered this season with Vegas having us as the lowest over-under in the league. And they have home court advantage in the playoffs. This is the definition of gravy. This is the definition of icing on the cake. This is the definition of house money. Whatever happens from here, it happens. What they have been able to accomplish this season is not only significant in and of itself, but it portends wonderful things for what is to happen moving forward. I don't care what they do. I mean, I care what they do in the playoffs, obviously, but for the purposes of, like, everybody saying we hear, right? We hear, we hear, we hear. We hear implies that we're not going anywhere. And I think that that's why that's accurate. We're not going anywhere because you don't accomplish this with these expectations unless what you have going on here is real. And I believe what they have going on here is real. I think you could look at it any way you cut it. You could look at the advanced numbers. You could look at the progress over the course of the season from when they were 17th in net rating to 15th to 12th to 10th, and they're going to finish the season in the top 10, to the progress of the individual players, to all of the things that have been written about what's been going on behind the scenes in the front office and the coaching staff, to the things that the coaching staff has said, to the things that the players have said, to the things that the national media is saying, to all of the things, everything. Points to the fact that this is not the end. This is the beginning. So everybody, you know, look, we're excited about what's going to happen in the next couple weeks. Whatever happens, happens. And it's been really fun and it's been great. And I think that I really do think that there's more to come, whether it's this season, maybe past the season. Definitely. All right. Let's keep it going as we wait for Tibbs. Hannibal Miles, wouldn't be a true Knicks season without a dramatic ending. Great season. Here's to the playoffs. Completely, completely, completely agree with that. Steven Gutierrez, my heart is still in my throat. Isn't it in all of our throats? David Futternick, what are you doing? Now I got to go buy you drinks when you're here in New York, or I got to come visit you in L.A., which I might do. Grateful for everything KFS has done for the fan base in bad times and good. What a damn ride this season has been. Not done yet. Go Knicks, and don't give us that humble trash, Macri. Just accept our love. I will give you the humble trash, David Federnick. That is my middle name is Humble Trash. Jonathan Humble Trash Macri. Brian Benjamin, you know who is Alfred Payton Voldemort. Yes, he is. Who's Harry Potter? I think maybe Emmanuel Quickley's Harry Potter. Kevin Zwicker. Haven't seen a Knicks playoff game since high school, and I'm 25. I haven't seen a Knicks playoff game since I was in Applebee's with my wife watching game six and jumping up the fucking down, which you're not supposed to do on Long Island, apparently. Mitchell Adu. Hey, Macri, first time, long time. Welcome aboard, man. Thanks for making the most special Knicks season I've ever seen even better. Well, that's just really – thank you. Thank you to everybody. I don't even – this is all really very – this is way too much. You guys are really crazy. Let me just make sure I'm like – I'm all caught up top. I think I got everything. All right. Andrew, you're going to have to let me know if I missed anything above what I already got to. Okay. Don Cappuccini, I think we're up to. I'm so happy and grateful for the fourth seed. Any concerns about closing in on the first round or closing in any concerns about closing in the first round? Yes, I do. Maybe 5 days of prep can iron out the bumps. I have massive concerns about closing in the first round. But at the same time, I could look at this season and I could say for all the heart attacks they've given us, of all the games where you like, they're supposed to win this game, they have to win this game, they've only really lost one of them, and that was the Minnesota game, where it was like an egregious loss. I feel like they've won, like by hook or by crook, they've won a lot of these other ones. So, you know, that's awesome. Jason M. Rose and Burks don't seem to play well together. Time for a change in the lineup's rotations to get the best out of both. I mean, the obvious answer is put one of them in the starting five. I hope that's what we see. And I kind of think that's what we might see at some point. Maybe not right away. But, yeah, we'll see. Hannibal Miles. By the way, you were mentioned on the Larry Brown Sports website for your tweet. I don't know what the Larry Brown Sports website is. If I should know what that is, let me know. J Jane. Thank you for your contribution. Quentin Johnson. We're in. Thanks to King Julius and Star J Barrett. I like that nickname. And not thanks to B. Alfred Payton, who should be sent to the negative zone with General Zod. I like that. I like that suggestion. I don't really know exactly what the negative zone is, but I'm down with sending him there. Does the rocket ship go to the negative zone? That's the question. Robert Cross, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up RJ's ceiling once more. You see that 30-footer? I did see that 30-footer. All-star next year, All-NBA in three. What's the ceiling, John? Here's what I want to say about RJ Barrett. I had a tense moment there in the third quarter, I think, when he was 1-for-3 from deep. He was actually 0-for-2 at one point. Then he was 1-for-3. I looked up his shooting percentage for the season. At that exact moment, it was 0.399. And I was like, oh, my God, if this poor kid finishes 0.001% under 40%, I would have felt so bad. But he hit one more three, and he's at 40.1% for the season. So shout out to RJ. What's his ceiling? Yeah, I mean, I think his ceiling is like a maybe making an All-NBA team at some point. I think the more realistic ceiling is a guy who makes a handful of All-Star teams. But you know, we'll see what happens. I'm done putting ceilings on RJ Barrett. That's a fool's errand. Scott 84. Thanks for a great regular season.
Coach is here. If you have a question, raise your hand and I'll bring you into the room. Rebecca Harlow.
All right. I'll get back to this in a second.
Coach, after all of the hard work and dedication, unselfishness that you've seen from your team all year long, how proud are you that they have gotten themselves into a position where you guys have locked fourth in the East home court advantage here?
Yeah, you know, and the season continues on, so it's important to, you know, appreciate the effort and the work that has gone into it thus far, but to also understand that the challenge continues and there's a challenge continues.
The
playoffs that is much different than the regular season, so we have to prepare ourselves for that as well.
Ryan Mahoney.
With the improvements it seems like you've made in the course of the season, how do you feel about this team's chances of going to the playoffs?
Yeah, and each game will be different. We know how good the playoff teams are, you know, and we have to be ready. It's a highly competitive environment. There's nothing easy. It tests your will. It's going to test you in a lot of different ways. And hopefully we built the proper habits throughout the course of the season to prepare ourselves for that type of intensity and environment.
Hey, Popper.
Hey, Tom. Do you guys take a moment in the locker room? Do you take a moment to appreciate what you guys accomplished here in the regular season?
Yeah, you know, like, but for us, it's to look at what we did, enjoy today, and then prepare ourselves for tomorrow, knowing that there's a lot that goes into preparation for a playoff game. We have to study, we have to get prepared, and we got to be ready to go when that ball goes up. So, you know, you don't want to feel too good because, you know, that you always want more. And it's important for us to be hungry and concentrate on exactly what's in front of us. It's important for everyone to put everything they have into each and every day. I think the maximum effort has to be combined with unbelievable concentration so you can get to the level you want to get to.
Mark Berman.
Hey, Tom. Well, you know who you're playing, the Atlanta Hawks. and you beat them three times, how much confidence you guys have knowing that you could beat this
What do you think he's going to say, Mark?
That means nothing going into the playoffs. So the regular season is the regular season. When you play those games, there's a lot of things that go into it. There can be players out. There can be travel involved. Now you're at a zero base. You know how well they're playing. They've gotten a lot better as the season is going on. So we're going to have to be ready. We're going to have to play a 48-minute game.
Steph Bondi?
Hey, Tom, do you agree that today probably the team's best performance? And do you think there was a little bit of a letdown, you know, seeing, you know, that they the Boston were resting all their starters?
I missed the initial part of that. Can you repeat that, please?
Just that, would you agree that this wasn't the team's best performance today?
Oh, yeah. The bottom line was getting a win. And the thing that, you know, we talked about it before the game, is if you're in the NBA, you're a great player. And so they posed a lot of problems. They played a terrific game, which I knew they would, very well-coached team. And no matter who you're playing against, you have to play for 48 minutes. And if you get a lead, leads dissipate very quickly if you're not doing the right things. The way teams can shoot three and score the ball. And that's why it's so important to play each possession with the proper amount of intensity and concentration.
Ian Bagley.
I guess it's just on Atlanta. Since Nick McMillan took over, what do you think about the team since then?
Ian asked what Tom thinks about Atlanta since Nick McMillan took over.
Totality. Nate's been a terrific coach. I thought Lloyd Pierce did a great job as well. The start of the season, they had a number of players that were out. And Nate's done a terrific job since he's been there. That team is very talented. It's very deep. And so we know what we're looking at. We're going to have to play great for 48 minutes in each game.
Mike Workenhoff.
Tom, you're talking about the difference in intensity for the playoffs. How do you kind of impart that difference on the team and from the guys who haven't been there?
Well, we've had some situations that throughout the course of the year that sort of mimic it, but not that it won't be exactly the same in terms of when you're playing the same opponent over and over. And usually what happens in each game, the intensity goes up. You're going to know everything they're doing. They know everything you're doing. And then it's about how hard you can go and how long you're willing to fight. So, and hopefully we built those habits over the course of the season. They're not going to be building habits now. They have to be in place now.
Last question, Mike Bacow. We can't hear you, Mike. All right, sorry, Mike. Thank you, Coach.
Okay, thanks.
All right. I love him. You're not building habits now. Damn Skippy. If anybody's looking for a reason to doubt the Nets' possibilities for success, I like that comment. You're not building habits now. I don't know how you could build habits when you have, you know, only 8 or 9 games, whatever it is, with your three best players. So, Scott, I didn't answer the second part of your question. Miss Macri's all-time favorite Knicks player is memorialized on the top there. That would be Mr. J.R. Smith. Pipe layer himself. My wife always admired JR's ability to work his game both on and off the court. One might say that in my wife's days as a single woman, she might have wished that she had been frequenter in one of the late night spots that JR may have partaken in. But I would never be so bold as to assume as much for sure. And her current favorite Nick. What's her current favorite Nick? I think her current favorite Nick is probably. Might be Frank. It's probably Frank, I think. Frank or Julius. She's come to like Julius a lot this season. Jared Dowdle. Where'd Jared's comic go? Okay. Going to find Jared. Jared going once, Jared going twice. Oh, my God. You guys are crazy. with this super chat. We got to go all the way up to the top here. Oh, my goodness. Okay, Jared, thank you for making this season as magical as this ballsy-ass Knicks team. I've loved every minute of it. Let's keep it going. Go Knickerbockers. Thank you, Jared. D-Zilla, what's going on, my man? Best Knicks team since 1999. Woo, thanks, KFS. Awesome regular season. Ready to celebrate playoffs with y'all. Knicks in six. I like Knicks in six. That's not going to be my official prediction. I like the sound of it, though. Best Knicks team since 1999. I think we'll find that out in a couple weeks. Dalsim 25, exuberant Macri saving himself for the playoffs. By the way, drinks on me if you come to NOLA. I love New Orleans. I've been there a couple times. My wife and I went a few years ago. We had a fantastic time. I will take you up on that next time we're able to get there. ML Nair, thanks, John, for helping us to get through this drought. It's been a long time coming, but we're here. Let's go, Knicks. It's just, again, I was getting myself through the drought. I needed to talk my way through it because, shit, those are some hard days. Those are some hard days when you're watching, you know.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Oh, and you know, you're just looking for any signs of life in a 17-win season. Or I actually started doing these before that. I started my first one of these was in the first game after the All-Star break of the year that Porzingis went down. And they played Orlando, and they beat Orlando by like 25 or something crazy. And I think they won five games the rest of the way. And I started doing these all the way through those. And I didn't even have anything much to talk about because I think Frank was injured for a lot of that. And it was like Moutier and Tim Hardaway Jr. And it was just, oh, my God. So, yeah, this is pretty a lot more fun. Julio Martinez, let's freaking go. Crying tears of joy, as we all are. I love it. Priggy Smalls, thanks for everything this season. To Macri, Jeremy, Andrew, don't forget Chris Persianen. Thanks for carrying us through the best season in decades. Long live Pablo Prigioni. I miss Pablo Prigioni. Maybe Luca, the new Luca, will be the second coming. We'll see. Rowan Beckford Sr., like that first name. Thank you not only for this season, but the last two as well. You've helped me stay positive, and we now have the playoffs. You're welcome. Thank you for being with me. Yeah, God, it's been a journey. You got to stay positive. I knew this was coming, though. I knew eventually we'd get here. I never gave up hope. I knew we'd get here. This is New York. We don't fuck around and just fall down and stay down. This is New York. We're New Yorkers. Everyone in here, no matter where you're watching from, you're a New Yorker at heart. If you're a New Yorker at heart, you don't stay down. You get up. No matter how many people are laughing at you or stepping over you, you get back up. And this is the Knicks, and we get back up. And now we're back up, and we'll see how high we can go. Kevin Joseph, ever since I moved to Georgia over a decade ago, I've been waiting for this moment. It's finally here, and I'll be there in person game four. Congratulations. Enjoy that. Make sure if you don't leave that place with a lost voice, I'm going to be coming for you, Kevin. Let's go, Knicks. Thank you for your contribution. Frank Ortiz, thank you so much, Frank. The Knicks going into next season really need to improve their scoring in the paint. Yeah, that's fair.
they're depending too much on threes, which when they're not falling allows Bonus to get back into games. I think they need to – well, here's the thing. I'll speak to that for a second. Julius Randle has already shown a propensity to be a fantastic scorer in the paint. Derrick Rose has shown a propensity to be a really good scorer in the paint. RJ Barrett's getting there. I don't think you need like a traditional post-up guy. I think they're fine bringing Mitch back at center. But I agree with you that they need to be able to put a lineup on the floor that figures out maybe – and this is probably not going to come until they get a better player because, look, you don't get points in the paint with, like, traditional post-up players anymore. You get points in the paint with guys who could break you down on the perimeter because of the threat of their three-point shot. So it's kind of like an inverse way of thinking. They'll get there. Like, good teams score in a lot of ways, and they'll get there. That said, you know, I think we're entering a new era of basketball. How's it going, as it were? Forgotten NYC. I was literally on the verge of tears down the stretch of this game for the wrong reasons, right? Pretty embarrassing win with zero positives, but hey, I'll take the W and the four seed. I disagree with that only because I think, again, for where we're at, every win's a positive this year. Every win is a positive this year for me still. That may change next year, but for me, every win is still a positive this year. It's been a process all the way through figuring it out. So, I hear you. Robert Cross, what do you think would be Coach Thibodeau's preferred chicken cutlet? Well, he has a rather robust, midsection. So I am going to go with, a couple of fried cutlets, obviously fried cutlets with some melted mozzarella cheese. Let's throw some bacon on there. I don't think he'd put French fries in the sandwich. I think he'd go bacon. I think he would do a BLT with a chicken cutlet. And is melted cheese too much on that? And then you just got to worry about your dressing. I like a regular mayo with like a little bit of salt, pepper, oil, vinegar. I think that's what he would prefer because I don't think he's like a Chipotle mayo or any kind of nonsense kind of guy. He might be a mustard guy though. He might just be a straight mustard guy though. I could see him liking the mustard. James Lee, I know I've been stingy with Super Chat. Oh, don't be crazy. Trying to squeeze in everything in 50 letters. Getting back to it in a second.
Raise your hand and I'll bring you into the room. Mark
Berman. Hey, Dad. We haven't talked to you since Los Angeles. How are you feeling physically with your ankle and everything? And how good does it feel to clinch fourth place?
I'm feeling good, man. Outside of my ankle, just trying to get my body right.
So he's trying to get his body right.
Since I twist my ankle, like playing live, I haven't.
Oh, we got Julius joining him now.
Everybody on the same page. And I mean he's a lot to deal with when he's playing free.
These guys like each other.
Everybody's around test ball shots is making it hard. Not only him but his entire team.
Steve Popper.
Yeah, I guess for Derek, we talked to you a lot about your experience and imparting that on guys this year. What do you tell these guys about the difference between sweeping the Hawks three times in the regular season and now facing a team in the postseason?
I mean, I haven't had that talk with Tibbs after the game. Everybody knows that South Point, that's regular season. He know that coming into the game, the urgency is going to be very high. The intensity is going to change. And we just got to go all out. You know how big these two games are coming. They're playing in our house. We got to take care of these two games and play as hard as we can. And we'll deal with it game by game. But we got to take care of the first quarter.
Derek, you're good.
I'm good too.
Get the fuck out of here.
Mike, working out?
I'll try not to quote Derek on that one. Obviously, you guys have had such great seasons, but what did you think of the expectations for you guys back in December before the season began? And what are you thinking of them now, especially the way it's gone?
It didn't matter then, it doesn't matter now. People really didn't believe in this hard season.
Said, people didn't believe in us before the start of the season. We believed in each other as a team. It's about what we believe in the locker room.
Rebecca Harlow. Julius, with Rose, he's done so much for you guys that it almost feels like he's been there all year long. It's hard to imagine that you really just got him in February. But when you take a look at what you guys have accomplished, what do you think has been the most significant shift with having him? And then additionally, with the amount of playoff experience that he has, how much does that help you in the next step here?
Tremendous. Just the experience that he has. He's always, talking, giving guys pointers and stuff like that, and helping me out as well. So it's tremendous, the experience he has. Taj, Tibbs, the guys that...
Just talking about Rose, Taj, Tibbs. Imparting their experience.
You know, it's a tremendous value for us to have those guys listening to them.
Steph Bondi.
Hey, Julius, so this will be your first playoff. How prepared do you feel for this and getting into that type of environment?
Extremely. He feels extremely prepared. He's such a low talker. He says he's built up his habits over the course of the year. He's prepared. He's ready for this. It's just going to be raising the level for me.
Julius, from the time you guys clinch a playoff spot, you kind of posted that message that you weren't done yet and everything. What's the message today?
We're not done. We got to do what we got to do.
Last question, Steve Popper.
Hey, Julius, before going on to the playoffs, do you take a minute today at the end of the game in the locker room, whatever, to appreciate what you guys accomplished here over 72 games?
Yeah, we appreciate it, but we'll enjoy it. Tonight or whatever it is, but you know, focused on the task at hand. That's all that matters.
We'll enjoy it tonight, but we'll focus on the task at hand. That's all that matters. Julius Randle, leader, locker room leader, NBA, all NBA, all of the accolades, everything you could possibly want in a best player. I'm done worrying about who's going to be the star that we're going to get, because that fucking guy's a star. I know we need more talent. We need more top-end talent, but that dude's a star in every sense of the word. So kudos to him and everything he's been able to accomplish this season. I know he didn't shoot it well today, but he got to the line a bunch. I thought he had a really nice game. I think he's going to be fine. And we have RJ. I promise you I'm going to get to the rest of these Super Chat comments. Patience.
That was good.
That was
good.
All
right,
RJ Barrett here. If you have a question, raise your hand. I'll bring you into the room. Rebecca Harlow. RJ, congrats on the clinch for you guys today. But when you think about all of the hard work, all of the unselfishness, all of the sacrifice that this group of guys and the organization has made to get to this point, what's the most satisfying part about heading into playoffs with home court advantage?
Well, you know, it feels amazing, especially doing it with a group of guys that
You know, we're here last year through some tough times. And, you know, we're able to turn the program around and we have, you know, a bunch of new pieces. So that's really what it is, you know, just how we worked hard and nobody gave us a shot, but we're here.
Mark Berman.
What was the feeling at the final buzzer? I mean, Boston took you down to the wire. They didn't have their players. Was there a big relief?
Definitely excitement. You know, definitely happy that we wanted a four seed. We wanted a home court advantage. So, you know, definitely happy about that. I mean, they played a good game. The guys played hard, and, you know, all credit to them.
Ian Bagley. Ian, we can't hear you. We'll have to come back to you. Brian Mahoney.
Hey, RJ, I'm just glad here. You know, you get to play in a lot of big games. You know, now today, something that matters, playoff games, something like this. You know, how much more excitement is there for you just going into every day when, you know, it's nothing like it was previously?
No, it's great. You know, something to look forward to. So, we're fighting for something every single game. And, you know, that's a good feeling. We're a tough, resilient team. And, you know, we kind of made our name off that. So just really excited to go into the playoffs and just fight hard and see what we can do.
Steve Popper.
Patrick, just what do you think of facing the Hawks? They're a team that you guys, you know, obviously won three games against this year.
Everybody's trying to get him to say something.
Playoff basketball is different. You know, it's going to be different. It's going to be hard fought. They're going to give it, you know, their best, and we got to be ready.
Sam Bagley.
RJ, just picture question. Before you even got drafted here, you were saying you wanted to be in New York. You wanted to be a Knick. So I'm proud of you, given that you have this accomplishment team-wise, also yourself, the way you played this year.
Definitely team-wise, because, you know, it's always about the team. It's always about the whole organization, and, you know, it's great to have brought, you know, Knick fans, you know, what they want, and have brought us back to the playoffs. But, you know, before I got drafted, this is something I envisioned. This is something I wanted to do. You know, I've always said I'm a winner, and I had a feeling that I was going to be able to be a part of, you know, a team or multiple teams that were able to, you know, get to the playoffs.
Thank you, RJ.
Looks happy. Looks ready. Got a little backpack on. Okay. Let me finally now finish reading James Lee's comment. I am proud that I am the first person, if not one of, to start the Super Chat culture here. Thank you, James. Keep up the great work. Love from Sydney. Oh, my God. What time is it in Sydney, Australia? It's probably very, very late or very early there. Thank you, James. I very much appreciate your contribution and for being so patient as we listened to all the players say their thing. Okay, catching up here in the Super Chat. I'm going to get to everybody right now. M. Omer Jamil, thank you for all the great content. Fourth seed, let's go. M. Omer Jamil, thank you, my man. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm sorry I kept you waiting. I really appreciate that. Yes, let's go. Seriously, thank you. My main man, Mark, former KFS podcast guest, Mark Sable, comic book creator extraordinaire. Win or lose, playoff experience is going to be great for these kids, and this finish has to send a message to the free agents, disgruntled stars. Key on disgruntled stars. We are for real. Drinks on me in New York or L.A. I got to get out to L.A. at this point because, I mean, shit, it just sounds like a wonderful time. I got to buy Futternick drinks. David Crockett. What's going on, David? How you doing, man? I started commenting and writing for Curlio at Knickerblogger shortly after Malice in the Palace. My goodness. Shout out to the whole Knicks blog and podcast O-Sphere for taking it to the next level. Man, I'm constantly inspired by the work of the other people who do this. You know, posting and toasting has always been a place that I've looked at. You know, got obviously my start at the Knicks wall. It goes without saying, everybody doing work at the Strickland. Just all the content creators out there. I mean, I don't want to start listing them because inevitably I'm going to forget someone. But like, you know, Terry and Trey, you know, the Hard Knicks Life guys, just like there's so many, like Danny doing the morning drive, you know, Coach Fa, he does his thing. Just so many people are contributing to this conversation. Gotham Sports Network, of course. Andrew, I had to do it. I wasn't going to let that text go unread. Shout out to Gotham. Gave me, you know, Andrew and Jeremy. You know, it's just everybody just puts in so much time and effort and blood and sweat and tears. And it's for the love, you know, it's for the love, and it's fantastic stuff. So, you know, shout out to every Locked On Knicks. Obviously Alex is over there too, with Gavin. Everybody's killing it. Oh, if I didn't mention anybody, I promise it's not personal. I'm just going off the top of my head here. And I'm, you know, little bit into a glass of scotch. Verunsky's take: the Hawks are insanely deep, and I think they have the most potent offense in the league. I don't know about the league. I think Brooklyn would have an argument about that, but I think the Hawks at their best are as good as any offense outside of Brooklyn. Close, at least. Bogey Bogdanovich is a guy we should have outbid the Hawks for. I don't think that's a bad take at all. I'm very worried about this matchup. You should be. We should all be worried about this matchup because the Hawks are fucking good. Oh, my God. Did I not say Knicks Fan TV? How did I not say Knicks Fan TV? Knicks Fan TV is literally setting the standard. CP has come in and he's rewritten the rule book about how you're supposed to handle coverage of a team. And talk about someone who's killing it. Knicks Fan TV, baby. Shout out to them. And especially shout out to CP. You know, he's been doing the live streams for a long time now. And I started doing them on YouTube now after these games this season. And if I was him, I would have been like, yo, Macri, get off my block, man. The opposite. All he does is support what we do here at Knicks Film School. And got me involved in something, which I'm not going to say anything about yet because it's not out yet, but it's coming soon. CP the franchise, baby. Shout out to him. He's one of one. And so awesome stuff. Everything they have going on over there. And I'm excited to see what he does going forward. DollSim 25, Julius joins Bird, Oscar, Wilt, Westbrook, and Jokic as the only players to average 24, 10, and 6 for an entire season. Give him the all NBA spot. Give him second team at least. I hope he should be in conversation for first team. I hope he gets at least 6 or 7 plays on the MVP ballot. I know offense is crazy this year. I don't think he's going to end up in the top 5, but give him 6th or 7th in MVP. He's earned it. 4th seed. It's fucking 4th seed. He's the best player on 4th seed. He has no all-star caliber talent around him. Not this season, at least. We'll get there with RJ and, you know, whoever else. But Matt R., my goodness, Matt, what are you guys? Craziness, insanity, nutty. Just celebrating. Thank you for the content analysis and giving obsessed fans a place to congratulate or congregate. I can't even read. I'm so flabbergasted by the generosity of people to congregate after each game. Thank you guys for coming here and congregating with me, because again, this is my gift. This is the gift that I get every day. I just don't understand why I'm the lucky one. Don Cappuccini, what do we do with Elf? You know what we do with Elf. The rocket ship, they're building it on my lawn right now. I've commissioned a 5-man crew. Evan Janichin, appreciate all you at KFS for a great season. Hopefully see you at the Garden again sometime. Nixon won. let's fucking go. Okay, I think – oh, no, we're almost there. Sam L., Rebecca Harlow starting point guard. I'd be down for it. Rebecca Harlow, I know, used to play basketball, I'm pretty sure, and she's tall. She's a lot taller than me, not that that's saying much. Elf to the moon. Yeah, pretty much. I think – oh, wait, no? Got a couple more? Guys, you guys are too much today. Robert Boyd. NGL Randall Burks at the 4th gave me 2019-20 PTSD. That was PTSD all the way. But again, they were up by 21 and they're playing that team, and I'm like, you know, what can I say? Forgotten NYC. Shout out to Knicks legend Luke Kornet for secretly having a tank-worthy performance and missing clutch 3 after clutch 3. Great comment. Okay. Dolan Trump. We had Dolan J. Trump in the super chat. Elf is going to be my ambassador to China. Fantastic stuff from Dolan. And I think that is it. I do want to just take a second because I have somehow been talking for almost 52 minutes. And yet, I don't think I've actually mentioned everybody that I wanted to mention from this actual game that was played today. I know this is a game that we kind of want to block from our memories, but a couple things I did want to say very quickly before I get out of here. RJ Barrett, great second half. He was ended up 7-for-12 for the game. I think this is the first game that RJ Barrett has shot above 50% from the field in like a couple weeks. He's been really struggling from two in particular. Really nice to see him getting going from inside the arc over the course of the second half of this game. Oh my God. I've been talking for, again, 52 plus minutes, and I haven't mentioned Nerlens Noel. Nerlens Noel today with 3 steals and 3 blocks. I have a stat coming in tomorrow's newsletter about how many times Nerlens Noel has hit. I think I have it at 4 blocks and 2 steals. He's done that as many times as anybody in basketball this year. Tied with Miles Turner for 6 with 6. Nobody else has more than 3. Just an amazing performance by Nerlens Noel. Tip your cap to the dude. He's earned himself the full mid-level from somebody. We're not going to talk about whether we should give him the full mid-level. That's a conversation for the offseason. Burks quickly had a rough go of things. I thought Burks and Reggie Bullock's 3-point shooting were huge to get us where we needed to get to today. Taj, not his best, but some nice minutes. Rose, not his best, but, you know, again, Rose came in there in the first half and I thought played well at first. It wasn't their best game. You know, let's just call a spade a spade. It wasn't anybody's best game, with the exception of maybe Nerlens Noel. And RJ. RJ had a really good game, too. So that's all I wanted to say about that game. Let me get – my wife is back from her walk. I wonder if she heard my – did you hear my J.R. Smith comment?
Yes.
What do you think about that? I love me some J.R. Smith. But you thought Timmy was the most handsome one, I think. Yeah. She said Tim Hardaway Jr. is very handsome. I mean, you can't disagree with that. Tim Hardaway Jr. is a very handsome man. Is what it is. David Salamone, hope we broke the record for super chats today. You guys, I can't with everybody. This is nuts. Breen mentioned on the broadcast that Noel deserves some all-defense team votes. Wondering who's your defensive player of the year on the Knicks. Great question. The crazy thing about all-defense is, well, actually, wait. Hold on a second. Hold on just a doggone second there. If Joel Embiid and is eligible at forward for all-NBA purposes, that means he's eligible at forward for all-defense purposes. I wonder if there isn't a voter or two out there who would be so ingenious as to slot Embiid over as one of their starting forwards to get Gobert in as their starting center and then get Noel on as their backup center. I don't think there will be 10 people that do that. I don't even think that there will be 5 people to do that, if I'm being honest, because there are just so many guys who are so worthy. But I'm just not sure how you could look at Noel's numbers and look at the fact that he really, you know, the quick hands and the steals, they almost always start fast breaks. His blocks come at the biggest moments of these games when it feels like the momentum may be waning. I thought he was arguably the player of the game in the last couple of minutes of this game today. I thought both of those plays were absolutely vital. I don't know if they win if Noel doesn't make those plays. He should get some votes. He should get some votes. All that said, if you asked me to pick the Knicks defensive player of the year, I it would be tough between him and Reggie Bullock. It would really be tough for him and Reggie Bullock with a shout out to RJ Barrett for the amount that he has improved. And with a shout out to Julius Randle, because again, and this is why perhaps as much as anything, why Julius Randle needs to get some MVP votes and he needs to end up minimum all NBA second team. How many of these other guys who, you know, talk about your Dame Lillard and your Luka Doncic and your, well, LeBron's played some defense this year. But like the guards, especially, how many of these guys bring it on defense like Julius has brought it night in and night out? I get Giannis does it. I get Kawhi does it for the most part when he's in there. He's only played however many games. Paul George, similar. But Julius on defense, again, not my Nick Defensive Player of the Year. That's between Noel and Reggie. But, you know, you're not the fourth-ranked defense. They may be actually third-ranked after today without, as Tibbs would say, everybody, it's a team defensive effort and multiple efforts also. Mark Hamm, what's going on, Mark? Greetings from Germany. Still remember last season listening to you when you tried to squeeze every piece of positivity out of the losses. I did do that, didn't I? Different feeling this season. Could get used to it. I think we're going to have to get used to this. Keep up the good work. Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate it. And thank you for watching from halfway across the world. Varunsky's take again. My goodness. Love it. Someone asked, why are we talking about Joakim Noah in the chat? Why are we talking about Joakim Noah in the chat? We are paying Joakim Noah $6.1 million next year. But that's the last year that we have to pay that blessed, blessed man. I got it, Andrew. Thank you. May we never need the stretch provision again. Yeah, I completely agree with that. Okay. Blame Andrew Macker. I am blaming Andrew. I don't know what I'm blaming Andrew for. I'm blaming him for the Joakim Noah thing. Sure, I'll blame Andrew for the Joakim Noah thing. Manny Ortiz, Obi is breaking the playoff scoring record book. okay. We've been going for almost an hour. I'm gonna be on here. Obviously we'll be on here for the playoff games. Come join us. I think I could say this. Andrew, we pretty much agreed on this. If we didn't agree on it, sorry, but I'm pretty sure we're doing this. We're going to be doing pre-games, too, before the playoff games start, because it's the fucking playoffs. And if you can't do if you can't do pre-games for a playoff game, what can you do? So we'll figure out the timing on those. Probably just be like 20 minutes, half hour before the game. And then obviously we'll be doing post-games, too. And I want to get this out right now. I'll probably say something after the last game of the season, but let me just get it out right now. Will these pregames include alcohol? Good question, Yash. Only at your house. If you're not on, you're off a trial. So yeah, they should include it. I am absolutely blessed, privileged, undeserving, and any of those sorts of words that you want to say to be able to get to do this. I was a guy years ago who was killing time. I've told this story before, but I'll say it again. I was a guy years ago who was just killing time on the train. That's all it was. I was killing time on the train and started writing about the only thing that really ever mattered to me, which was this basketball team, besides my family, obviously. And, you know, that turned into a podcast and it turned into this and that. And it was always just about let's see where this goes and let's see what we could do next. And the thing I was always amazed with every step of the way is that there would be more people who would either read or listen or watch or follow me as this thing got better. And then to go the next step and have people, talented people, super talented people like Jeremy and obviously Andrew, who could do a much better job at this than I could. And now Chris, and we're even going to keep growing to come and join the family, was just made it even more special. And, again, I will say it again, why me? I don't know why me. I'm a passionate fan who loves watching these games and I love talking about them because I just do. So thank you everybody for coming and just giving me someone to talk to. This super chat stuff is like, It's above and beyond because it's crazy. It's just like, it's like, it's talk about icing on the cake. It's icing on top of icing on the cake. CPM, love your work, Matt. Keep going. No, I'm not stopping. Don't worry about that. I'm not stopping. All right. I love you all. You're all my family. Thank you. And fucking playoffs, baby. Let's go. Here we go. Here we go. Next weekend. I'm going to see you then. Don't forget, check out the podcast tomorrow. Playoff beard. You know it. I'm not shaving. I will see you all soon. You guys are the best. Thank you.